Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 11th of December. Bit of criticism for only doing a minute yesterday, but it was a profitable minute, wasn't it? See the late goal at Viking, last kick of the half. Few of you making money in the old Telegram, I saw. See, doesn't always have to be ours. I'm a busy man. I've got a real load on at the minute, obviously, as well as trying to get ready for Christmas, which is always time consuming. We're hosting, so lots going on. New dog, plenty of racing, plenty of football. I can't just entertain you permanently, guys. I'd love to. Been good week, reasonable week on the pod for football. Decent week last week on the Friday preview. We obviously had Reading on Wednesday night, Viking last night. I had a nice email from somebody who said they are now over 70 points up. They listen to the pod every day and just following the football on the pod since last January, so January 2019 when it started, so best part of 2 years. They're 70 points up. See, slow and steady wins the race. Amazing. Perhaps I do know a little bit of what I'm talking about. Championship, nearly 40% win rate. Wait and see. Right, next week, next Friday, we're going to have a party. I put it on Twitter last night. We're going to have a little Christmas party, completely informal. It's not like me lecturing anybody or whatever. We're just going to do it via Zoom. I think I can have 500 people on my Zoom account, so we're going to log into Zoom. I doubt we'll get 500, we'll probably get 5, but I'm going to have a few beers, we'll have a bit of chat, I'm going to give some stuff away, I'm going to do some quizzes, comps, and give some prizes, cash prizes, membership prizes, all sorts. Bit of chat, bit of a Q&A, perhaps if there's some games on we'll do some trading, I can share the screen if there's anything that qualifies, I'm sure there will be on a Friday night. So, yeah, I'll post details, but come along. As I say, it's just basically a little hangout pre-Christmas. Last year we had some FTS Christmas drinks. Can't do that this year, obviously. We can't go anywhere. So I will host a little session and we can have a little bit of fun for a couple of hours on the Friday night if anybody wants. Just something to lift the mood as we get into Christmas week. You can ask me about all my Christmas dinner secrets. Right, let's get into the preview because the racing starts at 11:30 today at Cheltenham. So big old week. I've just said how good the pod's been. I have to say, if you're expecting brilliance this week, it is a drab old list of fixtures. Not much offerings, punting terms. Aside, you know, this is just the way I look at it for this prod. It's nothing to do with my ultimate bets or whatever. And going through it this morning, there's not a massive amount to put on here, but we will cover every game. Leeds versus West Ham tonight. West Ham have played 7 games in their Premier League history in the last 6-7 years, where they've been positioned between 6 to 8, and they've won none of them. The aberration that saw them go 5th the other day must hopefully be over. Leeds have now played 5 home games this campaign. They've won 1, and that was that first one, the 4-3 against Fulham. I am still not in for this Bielsa ball and he's the god and everything. Nothing in the game for me. I think it's going to be an entertaining score draw. That's what I would go. Maybe some in-play opportunities. Second half goals, whatever, but it's nothing for me as a pre-match game. I think we might see something like a 2-2 here. There you go. Wolves versus Villa. Wolves again touted as a cracking team. I thought they may be the team to break Liverpool's run. I mentioned that last week. I didn't say they would. I said just look the sort of team to me that could after their performance at Arsenal. But they were dispatched with ease. And the last 6 games where they've been priced 2.25 to 2.5 at home, they've won none of them, including last time out against Southampton. Villa have won 3 of 13 away against opposition in this price range. Again, nothing for me. Gun to head, another little Middle-earth draw, I think, could be played out here. Maybe a bit of brilliance from Grealish or something turns it one way, but I'm a slugging draw. Newcastle v West Brom. Newcastle 2.44. West Brom draw 3.35. West Brom 3.4. It's got to be a lay of West Brom. Good chance for Newcastle here to bag 3 points. Rubber ball demolished by Palace last week. Maybe shouting it early, but I think Sheffield United and West Brom are down. We'll be playing Championship football next season along with one other, which I think will most likely be Fulham. Bless her, the dog. She's looking at me. What are you talking to? She's looking at me like this is her first Friday preview. She's looking at me as if I am complete and utterly nuts. Who are you talking to? Mum's gone out. Why are you sitting there talking to yourself? West Brom have only won 3 of their last 33 away games, stretching back to their last Premier League visit. Got to be laying West Brom at 3.4. As I say, good chance for Newcastle to get 3 points nearer to that sort of mid-table finish they'll get. Man U versus Man City. You put your Ollie in, your Ollie out. You do the okey-cokey and you turn it all about. Do they stick or twist? Poor Champions League exit midweek sees them join Spurs in Europe's Premier competition on Thursday nights. Of trouble, it seems, with Pogba. An inept manager for me, as nice as he is. People eventually, it's the old Brian Clough, we discuss it and then you see I'm right. I was right about Poch. I mean, he was our own manager. I said it for years. Said it the day he started. Couldn't understand why we got him. Absolute fraud. Proving it, I could go in and into depth with stats and everything about it. I'm going to be right about Ollie. I'm going to be right about Arteta. They are all completely out of their depth. I mean, the great thing for me for United is they could get rid of Ollie and get Poch in. Well, I think United would, Arsenal may, if they got rid of Arteta, get Allegri. And I do rate Allegri. So I think City are going to win this in a tight affair. I don't think it's going to be a slaughter. It might be. I mean, they could put a 5-6 past them like Spurs. But 13 of the last 22 United home games against top six sides have gone under 2.5. 2.4 for unders for me is too big one to perhaps trade. You know, City have started, it looks like, finding their scoring boots and may, but it's been a derby. You know, United have won a fair share of these derbies, to be fair to them. I just think they're all over the place as a team at the minute, and I just don't think people like the captain. What's his name? Flipping it, brain's gone. The guy they got from Leicester. Flipping it. My brain has absolutely gone, see? Harry Maguire, flipping it. Went then. I just don't think they're good enough. Really don't. For me, I think it will be City in a tight affair, trading the unders at 2.4. Just looks a bit too big for me. Everton versus Chelsea. Everton 4.5. Draw 4.2. Chelsea 1.82. Chelsea are now unbeaten in 17, I believe it is, across all competitions. And that will not be changing here. I've said it from the start. Of all the managers I've sort of said fraud, I do think that Lampard may be the one. I think if he goes about his management career as he went about his football career, and he'd done well at Derby, I think he'd done the right thing starting off there. I think that is the right way to go about it in management. He may be the one to surprise me. But the one thing that I will say, and I've said it again from the start, Chelsea for me have got the best players. I think Chelsea's signings were fantastic. Werner, Havertz, I just think they've got a really good squad of players that even Poch might be able to manage them and get some wins. So I can't see Everton beating here. Everton have won one of their last 10 at home towards an opposition. This is one where you back Chelsea. And if they go in front, I'll put back... I've written in here, written some notes, if they go infant... That's spell check, obviously. Back Chelsea, and if they go in front, then just remove your liability and have a freebie. Certainly can't see Everton winning. Don't really want to lay Everton at 4.5, maybe you do. But, I certainly can't see Everton beating Chelsea. I think back Chelsea, remove your liability if they go in front. Saints versus Sheffield United. Saints probably... looking as the best bet of the weekend for me. The trouble with being in Sheffield United's position. We had it with Tottenham when Ramos was there. If you don't make changes, and I do like the manager, but losing's become a bit of a habit. Momentum's difficult to build. Saints are doing well this season. You know, a bit naive against United, went 2-0 up. They've only lost 4 of the last 26 against bottom 6. Only 1 of the last 11 against bottom 3 at home. I don't think there's huge value in the price of 1.77. But I think they're going to win, and it is probably the bet of the weekend, given just where Sheffield United are and the situation. I mean, United need to get something somewhere just to try and kickstart it. And I don't think this is going to be it. I just don't think this is going to be it. I'm going for the Saints win. Sorry, Blades fans. Palace versus Tottenham. Palace 4.9, the draw 4, Tottenham 1.81. 8-0 Spurs, that's it. Job done, yay! Every week, gets away with it every week. Palace will be buoyed by a fine week last week. Always a tough scrap. Tottenham, I think, having got through those three really tough fixtures, they've got Liverpool next up, they certainly will want to win this, keep the momentum going their end, with particularly facing Liverpool next week, where it's unlikely they will get anything. I'm certain they'll play different to the last few weeks. I still think they're going to play a bit of counter-attacking football. I think the Mourinho way is going to be on a defensive solidity. But I expect Spurs to prevail this in a tough scrap. I think it's going to be a right old scrap of a game. And I think the unders looks nice value here. So this one may take a while to get going. So trade the under 2.5. I said at the start of the season, Palace's home record isn't great, but this is the sort of game for Tottenham. You know, they went to West Brom and toiled and got one in the last minute. I think it's going to be very much like that. I think Tottenham will do quite a good job of quelling any threat Palace have. He says, and then Palace go and get 4. But I think they'll find it difficult themselves. Without that sort of Eriksen-type player, they'll find it difficult to break them down. So I think, you know, wouldn't surprise me this, a 1-0 to Spurs. So trading the unders looks a nice move. Particularly the fact that Kane now is playing deeper as well. He's sort of almost playing as a midfielder. Fulham v Liverpool. Fulham 9.4. The draw 6.2. Liverpool 1.36. Liverpool win. Boring. Move on. Arsenal versus Burnley. He didn't spend much time on Liverpool, did he? Arsenal versus Burnley. I'm pathetic enough. Arsenal versus Burnley. Would you want to back Arsenal at 1.6, really? I've had a lot of time this week thinking about Woolwich interlopers. I've got a lot of friends who are Arsenal fans. And I have come to the conclusion, genuinely, that I think Arteta is miles out of it. That sort of gif or meme that went round at putting the cones out at Man City is a lot different than managing Arsenal, I think, is bearing fruit. When you actually think about that game last week, the football that they were playing, you know, it's not going to produce goals. They did the same against Wolves. They're making an absolute waste of probably their best player, Aubameyang. I'll go as far as saying, in fact, it's clueless. It's absolutely clueless. And the fact that he then stands up and says that he thought they played great at Spurs tells you plenty. Spurs basically just said to them, have the ball and do your worst. Gooners of old would have absolutely crucified Tottenham. But this 30-odd crosses business and this, that and the other, it's a nonsense. And if that is how they're going to continue playing, I think they're going to be in real... I'm not saying they're going to go down, but I think they're going to be in real trouble. It's going to be such a long way back for that club. Having been sort of... they're priced a bit big at home. They're good at home. I've sort of flipped to the fact that I just think they're so poor. The football's so poor. They're not scoring goals. What, they've got 10 goals. I think that... any sort of price like this is worth perhaps a tempting sort of lay and look to trade it. I just can't see Arsenal going and getting 4 or 5 goals against anybody. So Burnley are, we know Burnley, they're a scrappy side, fight for their lives, tough to beat. So, yeah, if anything, I've not got a bet in the game, but if anything, somebody gunned to me head again and said, have a go, I'd be laying Arsenal. I don't think Burnley have got the firepower that are sort of Wolves, Tottenham, but just
Arsenal are just so bad. It's just dreadful. And if you're an Arsenal fan, you do have to look and think, where are you going to go? And it is the manager. I tell you now, been the manager, get Allegri, Arsenal top six this season, top four next season. That's what I believe. Right, Leicester v Brighton. Leicester have won two games against top six sides in their Premier League current spell. And both those were this season. Villa in November and Newcastle in September, both of whom, and I'm probably going to upset Villa and Newcastle fans, but what you would say were sort of false top six positions, early season points. And whilst Leicester's patchy home form, and it has been patchy, isn't, you know, it's not great. You still, if you just follow Leicester blindly at home, you'd be 14 points up. If you follow Leicester when they're odds against, you'd be 15 points up. So ignoring all the odds on games. I think they'll have too much. Brighton, I've said it, I must have said it four or five podcasts, Brighton's away form is piss poor. Leicester are a decent side. I don't know what happened against Fulham. I didn't see the game. They won last night in the Europa League at home, top in the group. I think Leicester are a good bet here. Leicester home win is a bet. So that's the Premier League. I've got another one, Madrid derby this weekend, tomorrow. And I think I've covered these sort of stats before, but everything sort of people can start talking about goals. 18 of Atletico Madrid's last 24 games against top six sides have finished under 2.5. And given Real Madrid's current lack of firepower and the way they're playing, I think unders here looks really good. So unders in the Madrid derby. I know people don't like backing unders, but sometimes it's just those opportunities that you cannot turn down. So yeah, unders in the Madrid derby tomorrow. It'd be a typical, I would imagine, Simeone-like performance. Have I got anything else? He says, I think I had one more there. Yeah, who is it? Yes, let me get it up. You'll like this one. You'll like this. Not a lot. I've got an over 2.5. Over 2.5 in France. I'm just getting the odds. Obviously, it will move slightly between now and then. But France on Sunday, Brest versus Reims, over 2.5. Brest versus Reims, over 2.5 goals. Nothing else of any merit as of yet. I will, of course, update during the week if there's anything that I think, weekend rather, if when I've done all my other sheets and numbers on match day mornings. But Brest versus Reims. So Brest versus Reims are over 2.5. The Madrid derby under 2.5. I think Leicester are a good bet. Think Southampton are a good bet. Think Chelsea with a back to lay if they take the lead. And unders at United. I think that is about it. Owen Lay, yeah, can't see West Brom winning. Yeah, so you've got it all there. You've got it all there for the weekend. Mentions, have I done those? No, I've got a couple of horse mentions. Cheltenham 115, Black Tulip, a win bet. Cheltenham 225, Steely Edition, small win and place. Doncaster 217, group stage win and place. And Doncaster 325, Cour Serene, win and place. Got beautiful accents, and lovely little accents. Lovely dulcets come off. And I can still sing, we're at the top of the league and looking. Will I be singing it after the weekend? I don't like these, but these games like Palace, banana skins, they are there, what they call the banana skins. And if and then we got, what, the 16th? Is it a midweek? Must be a midweek game, is it? Tottenham-Liverpool? Is it? Yeah, I think it's the 16th, isn't it? So it must be a little midweek now the European football's finished. Obviously, the Christmas programme is going to come thick and fast. So I do, obviously, Liverpool will beat Fulham. Yeah, but then it's the big one. Yeah, 16th, Liverpool versus Tottenham. There, top of the table clash. Hate the fuckers, hate them. Right, let's move on. I'll leave you to your day. I've got 11:30, the racing started. Have a good weekend, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. Don't forget, put a note in your diary for next week's FTS Christmas party. It's going to be marvellous. I might get drunk. Speak to you tomorrow.